You're going to learn today.
All right. Interesting fun facts. You can maybe use these to spark up a conversation or just to learn something. Well, it took the creator of the Rubik's Cube, his name is Erno Rubik, 1 month to solve the cube after he created it. So the creator, it took him a month. But here's the thing. The most recent one I saw, it could be even updated more. But as of June 2018, the world record is 4.22 seconds.
Dude, I had a girl in high school that could do it behind her back.
What?
There's some pattern that if you do, it's like two turns this way, one turn this way. There's like a cheat to it.
I remember having a Rubik's Cube as a kid, and I just took the stickers off and made it so it looked like that.
Typical.
I didn't even try to do it. I would take one look at it, and I was like, eh, that's for nerds.
Nerds. Yeah. This is kind of cool. Nothing wrong with being a nerd, by the way. This is kind of cool. Both Motel 6 and Super 8, do you guys know how they got their names?
That they were $6 a night and $8 a night.
Are you looking at my fun facts?
No, I'm not. I'm really not. Is that real?
Yes, you were correct. Look at you. What a great pupil you are this morning. Yes.
Aww.
Motel 6 started out at $6 back in 1962, and Super 8 was $8.88 in 1974. I hate to tell you, they changed their pricing.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not that much higher, though.
Okay, I don't know if Gwen Stefani had any impact on this next fun fact, but the most popular item at Walmart is, any guesses?
Trash bags.
T-shirt.
Gwen Stefani.
Huh?
Gwen Stefani is the most popular item sold at, I'm sorry.
No, did Gwen Stefani have an impact on what the most popular item at Walmart is? The number one thing they sell.
Oh.
I say white T-shirts, undershirts.
You think that's okay?
Yeah.
I say...
Think song.
Bananas.
There you go.
Yeah.
What a good student. Pork chap, you're the dunce today.
Not even every Walmart has a produce section.
I said the most popular item. Maybe there's some places they get more than other. Mm. But the most popular item at Walmart is bananas. They sell more bananas than any other single item that they have in stock.
Hmm. They must have a lot of, you know, monkeys escaping from the zoo nearby.
Like, hey, man.
Ransacking the place at
check
night,
out that,
getting all the bananas.
Let me do that self-checkout real quick.
Or maybe just a lot of people trying to practice and be as good as Liv.
Okay.
You guys are on one today. You need
more
sleep.
Are you sure you don't need that practice, pork chop?
Okay.
You got a date tonight.
Guys. Why am I having to wrangle in this show? Usually it's the other way around. All right. Before the tune bloopers was coined, you guys know what I'm talking about, like outtakes for movies or a TV show. We even have bloopers on the show and we mess up really bad all the time. For whatever reason, they were called boners.
What?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, here, let's look at our...
Wait, that's
well,
so
don't,
weird.
Don't,
both are funny.
Don't Google it.
And finally, I love it. This is a term that I guarantee we've all used in our life or heard somebody motivationally speak saying, hey, guys, balls to the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Any idea where that term came from?
Maybe.
Not what you're thinking.
You know, maybe...
Dodgeball.
You're not letting me speak. I was going to say dodgeball.
Oh, well, I got it out quicker.
Oh, well, it's funny that you spoke because you're both wrong.
Dang it.
Balls to the wall is actually an aviation term. Now, I'll give you more in a second. Does that change your theory? What could balls to the walls actually mean?
Oh, my gosh. Maybe when they go upside down, gravity... I don't know.
Nope, we're going to end it right there, kids. Time for the teacher to talk. The control stick is in some military planes have a grip that's shaped like a ball, and pilots would push them all the way to the wall in front of the cockpit to go as fast as possible. So if you did that, you'd be putting the balls to the wall or the ball to the wall.
Interesting.
That makes a lot more sense. I know someone who is in aviation school right now for the Navy.
Oh.
Yeah, he's super hot.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad he's not ugly. You know anybody in the Navy or in the Air Force that looks like crap. All right, that is your Friday Fun Facts here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.